to it. Yes, this is where I say the rubber meets the road. Yeah, it's a good idea to get ready because it's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I am Steve Gruber for Friday, October 18th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Mark Zuckerberg, who has been allowing Facebook to run all over people's rights to free speech, says he really embraces the idea that people are, and not corporations, should decide what's real and what's credible. Nice change, Mark. We applaud that. Number two, Nancy Pelosi says the voters will not get to decide whether or not President Trump has done a good job and should be reelected. She says it will be the Democrats who decide if he gets to keep his job or not. I think that'll go great for him. And number one, plenty of silly and frankly stupid things said this week, but what is the dumbest thing you've heard all week? Well, we're going to try to sort that out for you. But first, we do have some breaking news for you here today. The Syria ceasefire seems to be in question this morning. Mike Pence went to Ankara along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday and emerged with a ceasefire deal for 5 days from President Erdogan of Turkey. Of course, a big dust-up all over because President Trump decided to pull out what we understand to be 28 American troops from northeast Syria, clearing the way for Turkey to enter into that country and engage with the Kurds, among others, our ally, our former ally, or whatever that ranks now. The president says it's time to get out of endless wars. That's his bottom line. He says it's time to be out of all the endless wars. Of course, critics on both sides of the aisle have gone after the president and said this is a problem. You can't do this. But the bigger problem is this. What do you want to do? Go to war with Turkey, our NATO ally? And then overnight, the ceasefire that was put in place that Erdogan said he would never have happened but did happen has apparently been broken, but not by Turkey and not by the Kurds, but rather by the Syrian Free Army. The Syrian Free Army apparently has broken this ceasefire. The Syrian Observatory, a human rights group, a war monitor, is reporting intermittent clashes in Ras al-Ain, but calm elsewhere. So the ceasefire broken in one city, one area, near the border town, again, Ras al-Ain, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, now in Jerusalem, did not respond to repeated questions on whether or not the agreement was violated, according to the New York Times. Of course, it's the New York Times and the rest of the mainstream media that are cheerleading if it fails. Anything this president does, if they can get something that it doesn't work out perfectly, 100%, look, it failed. Look, it failed. Isn't it great? No, it's not great. What the hell is wrong with you people? Do you want to be entangled in Middle East wars for the next 50 years like we have been through my entire life? Enough already. You know, we used to be there, let's not kid ourselves, to defend energy, to make sure that oil flowed and natural gas flowed and everything flowed out so that we had the energy. And we don't need that anymore. We have had an energy renaissance in America unprecedented. And in this case, the word actually applies. It is unprecedented. American companies have found ways to produce energy that were never possible before. They've done it on private ground, and now they're doing it on public land because President Trump has opened up some public land for exploration. But fracking and new techniques for extracting energy has made America number one. Number one. Can you imagine what would have been the look on the faces of people in the Carter administration or back in the 70s or 80s when all of the Democrats and the liberals back then were, well, it's peak oil. We're going to run out of oil. There'll be no fossil fuels. No, we have more reserves now than at any time in the history of the world. We have more reserves that we have identified. We know where the oil is. We know where the energy is. Well, it's a finite supply. Is it? Or do we continue to refine our technology and find more energy? Because that's what's happened my entire life. We have had the ability to find a need and go after that need and find a technology and an advancement to make it possible. At the same time, we're creating advancements in solar panels and wind that are supplementing the fossil fuel industry. We're finding more energy all the time, so it brings me back to the bigger question. With all of that in mind, why would we need to continue to entangle ourselves in the Middle East? Why would we be losing boys from Kansas in Missouri and Montana, in places like Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria, if we don't need to be there? What is the point of the mission if we don't need to be there? Why are our Navy sailors battling on the Straits of Hormuz if need to be there? What are they defending exactly? Now, we've got 8 major bases in the Middle East. It's not like we're understaffed or incapable of making a response if something important happens. We're very well represented, to say the least. So it's a serious question, and one that I ask for you to answer. I will get to the mailbag today as well. We'll get to the dumbest things you've heard all week, and I'll get to the mailbag as well. It's important that I do that because I've got some correspondence from some listeners that I want to share with you today. But I ask you to go to stevegruber.com and tell me, what is the purpose of remaining in the Middle East, fighting with the Turks or the Kurds or the Syrians or the Iraqis or the Afghanis or whoever it may be, when we don't need the energy anymore? It's not strategic the way it once was. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. We've known that forever. It's still true today. But now we create our own, to the point that we're becoming a net exporter of oil. Think about that. It's mind-blowing. Pooh. It's mind-blowing that we are a net exporter of energy, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger every day. We could be the best supplier Europe has ever had. Twofold win there. Number one, it builds our economy. And number two, it takes a tremendous amount of money out of Russia's pocket. Nothing like a win-win in the political world, right? You want to keep Russia in check? Bingo. Take money away from it. They're not a very powerful country anyway. They have a solid military. And after that, it's a third world country in many regards. A third world country in many regards. And if you took the money away that they get from natural gas that they sell to Europe, it would be devastating to the Russian economy, what little economy they have. And for the Chinese, it means we continue to be the captains of our own destiny, not beholden to the Middle East, not beholden to the whims of dictators and dynasties in Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan or even Saudi Arabia. They would no longer, and they do no longer, hold sway over us the way they once did, and it's important. So again, I ask you the question, and I want you to consider it seriously. How many American lives are worth defending dirt in northern Syria or anywhere in the Middle East? And what is the point of the conflict at this juncture? What is the point today? Today. Give that some thought again. Drop me a line, stevegruber.com, the place to go. You can also, by the way, have the Listen Live button. If you're ever anywhere you can't find the program, go to stevegruber.com. Click the Listen Live button. Man, you are on your way. You're making it happen. Also, americasvoicenews.com, a place where you can check in and watch it all live as we stream it around the world. All there for you. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. It's a Friday. Feels good, doesn't it? We'll be right back.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
For this latest installment of the Pioneer Audio Tour, I've hopped on one of their shuttle buses. We're driving around the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. I want to give you some sense of the scale of this place. There are research fields surrounding research buildings, one building after another. I've lost count. Right now, we're passing acres and acres of greenhouses. But what happens inside these buildings is even more enormous than what I can see from outside. Genotyping, predictive analytics, computer simulations, and more to bring you the next generation of pioneer hybrids and varieties. So we've been driving now for 20 minutes already, and there's still more to see. The Johnston campus, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.